Welcome, everybody. My name is Shelley, your host from Financial Freedom Unchained podcast. Hope everybody is doing well. It's pretty chilly on this. It's a nice sunny day here in Ontario, up in Canada. I'm here with my beautifully talented colleague, co-host, Miss
Elizabeth. What's up, everybody?
Welcome, darling. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Yes, it's gorgeous. I'm excited to jump into this podcast. This is episode 8.
Yes.
And the reason for this podcast, it really struck me as I was driving. I was listening to an audio.
On the People's Platform.
Yes. And if you would like more information, please feel free to reach out to us more on this opportunity. So anyways, I was listening to an audio driving and it really had me thinking. And the question was, 20 years from now, what do you wish you started?
Today.
And all of, like, instantly, all of these memories and images started flooding my mind. And I was like, wow, you know what? It really hit me. So the purpose of today's episode is to really ask yourself and write down the answers to these, I believe there's 7 categories that they ask you to reflect on. 20 years from now, what do you wish you had started? So the first one is 20 years from now, number one is health. What would you do differently for your health? Would it be drink more water, walk 10,000 steps a day, eat healthier?
Liz, intense workouts, mental health, what would you put into that brain of yours? Right. Who would you hang around with that would help with your mental health? Or would you get help for your mental health? Maybe you need to see a therapist. And guys, there's nothing wrong with seeing a therapist. I think more people do that today than they ever did. Mm-hmm. And it's a way to get your problems out there without feeling judged. And therapist will help you look at things a different way than maybe your friends would or your family. And I'm not saying don't go talk to your friends or family. Just they'll always have your back. And maybe they might, if you're in the wrong, they might not tell you that, but a therapist will.
Can we elaborate on our audios on the platform? Like, I find we've been plugging into these audios and they have helped me tremendously. For me, that was my health journey. I guess it started there by plugging into the correct information and really even 15 minutes a day, just listening to something positive will drastically, little habits over time will help you in your health journey.
Absolutely.
And then number two, Liz?
Family. So where do you want a family? Where do you want your family to be 20 years from today? And like, what are you going to do to get your family to where you want to be 20 years from today? Listen to your kids. Your kids are smart. Okay. I sit there and my kids will say some things and I'll look at them like, how old are you? And like, they'll tell me things about myself. And I'm just like,
and how old are your children?
My children are 5 and 8 and guys, they're super smart. And I always, my goal for them is because I'm smart. Okay. And that's not me being cocky or anything like that. I work really hard at what I do. I've always been an avid learner. I love to learn and I especially love what we're learning now. I wish what we're learning now was taught in schools.
Amen.
However, it isn't, but that's okay because you can start somewhere. And I started 2 years ago. Actually, I started 8, 9 years ago, but it led me to this business and this business just like 100x fold what I was learning before. And it's just, it's crazy. But I always said, for me, I'm smart, but I want my children to be smarter. And I know that they're there because they'll say things to me that I didn't think of. And I'm just like, how old are you? Like, you're giving me advice, but it's really good advice though.
And two, it starts at home. I mean, unfortunately, the school system doesn't teach a lot of the principles needed for success and to have a good family life. So yes, it does start with mom and dad and being plugged into information that's going to help your family. That ripple effect 20 years from now, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your legacy, what would you have done 20 years from today?
Yes, guys, learn life skills, people skills, leadership skills, building a foundation, worth ethics, anything you can learn, go out and learn it.
To help your family.
Even if you're just doing it to learn it, because eventually you're going to realize things about yourself that you never knew. We all think we know ourselves, and sometimes we don't. Like, you have to dig deep and you'll learn a whole lot of stuff that you never knew, and it'll blow your mind.
I struggle with this one quite a bit. And it's not 20 years from now. I do wish that I have more time with my children, and that's what we're focusing on. I wish I played more with my children. I wish I had time to listen to my children. Yet, you know, mom goes to work 9 to 5, comes home, dishes, supper, homework. And there's never that, I wish I played with my children. Take the time out. The dishes will be there. What happens when your children are gone from the home and your house is quiet and clean? You know what I mean? Like, it's, it really hit me when I was listening to Chris Brady touch on these 7 subjects. And I highly encourage you to, yes, listen to your children, play more. And call mom and dad, call your brothers, call your sister. Look at the shape of the world right now, and it's not worth it.
Yes, guys. And the third thing is soul and spirit. Okay, what do you believe in, and what do you believe is for you?
In brackets, I put here, read, pray, and worship. 20 years ago, do you wish that maybe you started a relationship with God, maybe go to church,
meditate, go within instead of always worrying about what's going on the outside? You will learn a lot about yourself going within yourself and just taking that quiet time to reflect, to ask questions and get the answers that you're actually looking for without actually having to go to somebody else for it. Because guys, we already have the answers in us. It's just drowned out from all the noise that's around us. Like that lawnmower that you hear right now.
Yes, we're outside. We thought we would come outside in the backyard. It is absolutely stunning out. And that's another thing. Get out and get fresh air. Clear your mind and reflect. So hopefully that's not too loud.
And hopefully you can hear the message that we're trying to get across to you guys.
Okay. And the next one is finances. 20 years from now, what is that first step that you wish you could have taken to correct your finances?
Do you wish you started that business?
Do you wish you bought gold? People are really, you know, skeptical on crypto. Maybe even just take $20 and buy $20 worth of Bitcoin. Just little habits you could start now and watch them unfold and have that ripple effect 20 years from now.
Absolutely, guys. I don't know if you saw the article a couple of years ago, but Bitcoin started, I believe it was between 2008 and 2010, and I think if you had invested $100, 10 years later, that $100 would have been $74 million. You'd be a millionaire off of $100. I know I regret it. There was games that we were playing that were offering free Bitcoin, and because I did not know what Bitcoin was at the time, I kept saying no, and I kind of regret saying no, and it's not even 20 years later. However, the best time to start was then, and the second best time to start is now.
Yes, and we're going to be doing a couple podcasts on Bitcoin, and it's not financial advice. We are not financial advisors. It's about education and educating and just touching base on, you know, the importance of crypto, how it became about, and potentially invest that $20 starting now.
Absolutely.
And the next one is personally. What do you wish you started now? Sorry. Yes. What do you wish you started now for 20 years? Where do you see yourself in 20 years?
Where do you want to travel?
Yes. Do you want to learn a foreign language?
Who do you want to meet?
How do you want to develop personally? Go inside, like Liz said before. And the other is charity. Would you like to donate to a charity or a local church? Again, maybe start a business, be a service to others.
Or start your own charity, because that is one of my goals, is to start a charity. So guys, if you listen to podcast number 1, then you know that at about 4.5, almost 5 years ago now, I was homeless at one point for 6 months, and I seen a problem that I know the solution to, and I would love to turn that into a charity to help people that were in that situation that I noticed when I was in the shelter that I was in.
Right, and I feel, my belief is that you're more fulfilled when you are of service to others, helping others solve problems in their lives, or a broken system somewhere in a business or an organization.
Yes, guys, you should be self-given. There's a saying, so most of us are self-absorbed and only a few of us are self-given. And for those of us who are self-giving, are more successful. The entrepreneurs that you see who have everything you think was handed to them, or they didn't work for, it came so easy. Guys, no, that was really hard for them. It took them years to get there, and they did that by helping other people. They were selfless, and then they were rewarded for it later.
Right, and when you do get to the top, don't forget the little people who, yes, helped you along the way to get there. Once you reach the top, go back down and pull up others.
Yeah, so that would lead us to professionally. In 20 years from now, do you wish you have been a leader instead of a follower? Do you wish you were successful in your own business instead of having to work for somebody else? Not that there's anything wrong with working for somebody else, okay? That makes the world go round.
Yes.
But you should be working for yourself and, or sorry, working for other people, your 9-to-5 job, but then make time in the morning. Yeah, you might have to get up earlier, from 5 to 7 in the morning, work on your own dreams and goals, or from 7 p.m. at night to 9 p.m. at night, work on your own goals.
Yes.
Like, what is it you want that your job is not giving you?
Go and build your dream those 2 to 3 hours after work. You owe that to yourself.
Absolutely. 15 minutes of audios or 15 minutes of reading positive information. And
it's a different program you're installing.
Absolutely. And guys, just like it took years in school, it'll take years of developing yourself outside of the school. The only difference is you're learning what you want to learn. So what is it you want to learn? And then just go do it. So the 7 questions you should be asking yourself are, where do you want your health to be? Where do you want your family to be? Where do you want your soul and spirit to be? Where do you want your finances to be? Where do you want to be personally? Where do you want to be professionally? And where do you want whatever miscellaneous other things you want? Write down those questions and answer those questions for yourself.
Yes, literally take the time and do this exercise. It probably take 10 minutes and just jot down. Yes. And just think long-term, the ripple effect. If you started on your health, if you started working on your family, you started working on your soul and spirit, your finances, how you want to develop personally and professionally.
Yeah. Where would you be 20 years from now if you start that today? We're going to leave you with that. Subscribe, like, share. If you want to learn more about the Spirit Platform, email us at ffunchainedpodcast@gmail.com. Caption to myself or Shelly, and we will set up a Zoom, give you the information that you need, and see if it's a fit for you.
Right. Set yourself up for financial and time freedom.
Absolutely, guys. Have a great day.
Signing off, Shelly and Liz.
Bye.